Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On yesterday's call, we started discussing seven principles worth hearing more than once. Before we finish the teaching, let's do a brief review. Number one, the right attitude about whatever you're facing. Three scriptures about having an attitude that will help you turn trouble into success.
First, Philippians 2, verse 5 in the New Living Translation. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Second, and perhaps most importantly, Romans 12, verse 2 in the New Living Translation. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And finally, Ephesians 4, verse 23 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude.
Be careful how you act and react, because your attitude may be showing. Number two, if you're just fired up, you might flame out. Some people are fired up about this or that, but they have no clue what to do next. As we pointed out, there are three kinds of people. One, those who know their purpose or are actively pursuing it. Two, those who don't know their purpose but would like to know it. Three, those who don't know their purpose or even if they have one.
Proverbs 19, verse 2 in the Contemporary English Version tells us, enthusiasm without knowledge is no good. Haste makes mistakes.
Three, dress to impress with your clothes, but also your mind. You can be dressed to the nines, as they say, but if what you say when you open your mouth doesn't impress, it really doesn't matter how you're dressed. Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe in dressing for success, but what I wear doesn't necessarily determine who I am. There are times when what you wear will get you in the door, but it'll take who you are to keep you there.
1 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4 in the New Living Translation. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God.
God is more concerned about what he sees inside us than what he sees on the outside of us. Number four, stop looking in the rearview mirror. We need to let go of what's been holding us back to the past.
Luke 9, verse 62 in the New Century Version. Jesus said, anyone who begins to plow a field but keeps looking back is of no use in the kingdom of God.
God can do something new, as long as we're wanting to be where we were yesterday. Now let's pick up where we left off. Number five, it's not what you know, it's what you do with what you know. See, knowing and doing keeping procrastination of your life is essential to your financial success.
Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11 in the Message Bible says, there's an opportune time to do things, a right time for everything on the earth.
Someone once said, never put off today what you can put off tomorrow. Procrastination is defined in Webster's New World Dictionary as to put off doing something until a future time, to postpone or defer taking action. 2 or 3 years ago, we taught 30 ways to get round to it. We don't have the time today or even feel led to do that entire teaching on those 30 days. But I do recommend you go to haroldherring.com and search for the teaching 30 ways to get round to it. But we do feel led to share the first of the 10, or the first 10 of the 30 ways to avoid procrastination. Now, I won't go into detail, but just feel like you need to hear. How do you avoid procrastination? First, get started. Second, create an assessment of the time needed to complete the project. Third, don't let time assessment delay. Don't let it start the delay of the task. Fourth, maximize every moment. Fifth, rearrange other assignments and time slots. Sixth, start somewhere. Seventh, tackle the most difficult part of the assignment first. Eighth, create reasonable and flexible times. Timelines. Nine, reward your success for each timeline achieved. And 10th, do it now, no delays. Let me say, encourage you again, make sure you go to haroldherring.com and search for this teaching. If you don't do the internet, write the ministry and we'll send you the teaching. Here's the point. We will never achieve the success God intended for us to achieve if we procrastinate. We have a choice. We can follow the advice of comedian Sam Levinson, who once said, I'm going to stop putting things off tomorrow. We can follow that advice, and we can follow the words found in Proverbs 6:4 in the New Living Translation.
Don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do.
Number six, your circle of friends will determine your circle of blessing or your circle of failure. If you tell me about your friends, I can tell you what your habits are, what your goals are, what hindrances you face, how you spend your time, and what you will ultimately achieve in life.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and deprave good manners and morals and character." In Proverbs 13, verse 20, in the New Living Translation, it offers us this advice: "Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble."
We encourage you to make a list of your 7 top friends and ask yourself the following questions. Do I learn from my friends, or do my friends learn from me? How do my friends respond to my goals and dreams for success, financial or otherwise? Now, what I'm about to say next is not a question, but a definite fact. And I've shared it before and will keep sharing it probably till Jesus comes back. But here it is. If you're the smartest person in your circle of friends, you need some new friends. Truthfully, you and your friends should strive to become involved in another circle.
Psalm 25, verses 12 and 13 in the Living Bible. "Where is the man who fears the Lord? God will teach him how to choose the best. He shall live within God's circle of blessing."
That's where we want to be. We want to live within God's circle of blessing. Our friends should fear the Lord. Our friends should have a passion to be the best that they can be. Our circle of friends will determine, in large measure, our circle of blessings. Listen, if there's one place I want to be, it's in God's circle of blessings. If your current friends think your goal is to make them happy, then you got a problem. Let me give you an absolute fact. If you spend your life trying to please other people, you will never please your Heavenly Father. Think about it. Number seven, focus is either a destiny maker or a destiny breaker.
Luke 9, verse 41 in the Message Bible says, Jesus said, what a generation. No sense of God, no focus to your lives. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this?
Focus can be simply defined as whatever has your attention. It's clear that God wants us focused on His plan for our lives. God wants us blessed so that we can be a blessing and thus help establish His covenant in the earth. If focus is important to God, well, it ought to be important to us. Anthony Robbins, the noted author and motivational speaker, said, it's not what's happening to you now or what's happened to you in your past that determines who you become. Rather, it's your decisions about what to focus on, what things mean to you, and what you're going to do about them that will determine your ultimate destiny. This is the day. This, right now, this is the day for you to determine that you'll focus on your destiny. God gave me a very powerful statement some time back, and it's one that you and I both need to get down in our spirits. Number of years back. Here it is. Don't focus on your setbacks. Spend your time planning your comeback. Don't focus on your setbacks. Spend your time planning your comeback. People all the world using it now. You know, I've said numerous times before that our focus will either be a destiny maker or a destiny breaker. We determine which it'll be. When it comes to miracle manifestation, we must focus our faith, and we have to be specific. In fact, we need to be very specific when we ask God to empower us for success. We need to be exact in our request for a specific salary increase or business opportunity. Don't simply ask for more money. Focus on the particular need or desire that you want God to meet. Focus your plan for success. Don't let anyone's attitude or words distract you. And finally, heed the words of Hebrews 12, 2 and 3 in the Message Bible.
We'd better get on with it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Study how He did it, because He never lost sight of where He was headed.
Wow. If we want to be successful, we need to never lose sight of where we're headed. If we want to be successful, we need to never lose sight of where we're headed in obedience to the Word of God. That's the key. In obedience to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldherring.com at the top where it says, sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video on the website. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.